Joshua Moulton from Queen City Cinema Club joining us in studio. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You guys, I don't want to say secret, because you're not a secret at all, but one of those places that I feel like the people who spend a lot of time in downtown have such a great appreciation for the really cool things you do. And yeah, I remember when you, like 5 years ago, when you guys were in the planning stages and getting going, and I thought, I love this idea. I hope enough other people love it to make it work. And you have. You've made it work so well, and you've done it in, as we were saying before we came on, the toughest possible time to start a new business.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say it is definitely our regulars and the people that are dedicated that love it, that have kept us going through all of this, because, you know, we opened in summer of 2018. So we had barely just over a year to get our feet under us before we were shut down for almost a year. But that also afforded us the ability to expand our offerings and do like a, you know, renovation and everything like that. So, but we have started to kind of find our footing in the broader community. And that's kind of part of why I'm here today, is just to make sure people know that we are there. We do enjoy being one of the best kept secrets in Bangor. It's, you know, like a badge we wear with honor, but also we would like to be able to, you know, feed our kids and all that. Yeah. So, you know, not too secret.
Well, that's why we're trying to do our part to spread the good word here. And well, for anybody who doesn't know, let's talk about some of the things that you guys do, because it's not a simple explanation. You offer so many different things. What do you want to start with?
Yeah. So it is an education process, trying to help people understand exactly what it is, because we do a lot of different things. But we are a restaurant, first and foremost. I would say our food, my wife Tiffany is the chef there, and she has done an amazing job with the menu. Nachos, pizza, hot dogs, tacos, all that good stuff. But also there's always like a fun spin on it.
Oh, it's so creative.
Yeah, very, very creative. Cocktails, we've got about, 40 craft beers, ciders, all that stuff, full bar. We have two private movie rooms where you can basically come in with your family and friends and rent a movie, or bring your own, or hook up a video game, or have a dance party, or a wedding reception. I mean, we've done all kinds of crazy stuff in there. So you can just rent the room for a couple of hours, and you got a full home theater set up. So kind of like a living room away from home that you don't have to clean up after yourself with.
Yeah, except better food and a better selection of drinks than you'll find at home.
And I'll serve you. I'll wait on you hand and foot. We also expanded. So we have a arcade space now, all retro, old school, coin op, original Asteroids, Pac-Man, got a bunch of pinball machines. Board games as well. We got a whole room full of board games. And then we do a lot of events. So, trivia every Thursday. We did karaoke on Black Friday. That was a huge hit. So we'll be bringing that back probably either the Friday before Christmas or New Year's Eve.
And some live music too.
And we've been doing some live music, gotten some pretty big, regional touring bands to come through, which is good. So we're kind of making a name for ourselves there as far as being like a cool DIY, very, very community-based, as is everything we do. But the music scene's been awesome, too. We built a stage out in the arcade, and we've had a great time doing that.
Well, I was telling you, my wife was there for a couple of events related to the Maine Discovery Museum, and just came home raving about the food and the service and the great atmosphere there. And that word is spreading so quickly because you found a niche, and I think that's the key to having a successful business, is doing something nobody else does and then doing it better than anybody could do.
For sure. And we, we want to kind of bring that social aspect back to downtown, or not back to, but just, kind of expand the offerings that we have down there. Cause there are a lot of great businesses that, those businesses support us and we support them. But we just wanted to kind of put a little spin on it and give you a little something extra that maybe we haven't really seen in town before. And I think we've nailed it.
Oh, I would say so. Absolutely. Joshua Moulton with us from Queen City Cinema Club. So holiday season's coming up. People having parties and gatherings and office parties and all kinds of get-togethers. And, you could do the standard thing of having people at your house, or you could go somewhere fun and do something you can't do at home. And what a great option this would be.
Sure thing. So our theaters are, pretty spacious. We can always accommodate larger groups, as long as we have some notice, and everything kind of goes through me and Tiff, because we're running the place. So right. We're able to, you know, tailor packages according to what people need, you know, as far as times, dates, and space and food and all that. So yeah, I would highly recommend, if you don't want to do a Christmas party at your house and have a bunch of people in your house and have to clean up and cook and all that, a great idea is to come and rent a theater or even come and hang out in the arcade. We have done some company parties already this year. We also offer the option of renting the entire place. So you can go to our website at queencitycinemaclub.com to check out rental fees for that. But we'll shut the whole place down and give you a great night.
That sounds pretty amazing, yeah. Right there. Well, I've been there for some gatherings. I was telling you, my friend Adam Kirkendall going there to watch A Little Murder, She Wrote, as only Adam would do. And you were telling me that my friend Jason Preble was there, yep, with a group celebrating too.
Yep, and they had every Die Hard ever made. He pulled it out of his jacket, and it was like this big box. I opened it up to look for original Die Hard, and there was Die Hard movies in there that I didn't even know existed. And I'm a cinephile. Like, I pride myself on my movie knowledge. And I'm like, there's movies in there I didn't even know existed. He goes, that's because they don't. So I think it might have been Jason just, like, on a VHS, playing Die Hard in the backyard or something. But yeah, they had a great time, and we were always glad to, you know, have support from community.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful place. The food is terrific. It's unlike anything else you'll find around Bangor, particularly in the downtown area. Check out the Facebook page for updates on everything going on. You mentioned trivia Thursday night starting at 7?
Yeah, it starts at 7 every week. We got a pretty good crowd, but there's always room for more. And we do gift cards for prizes every week, and then we also keep track of points throughout the month.
Nice.
So there's always a monthly winner, and Main Genie, I'll give him a shout out. You can find his stuff at the Bangor Comic and Toy Con store in the mall. He donates prizes for our month-end prizes, so you'll always find weird stuff. It's just kind of like pop culture, autographs, comic books, movies, stuff like that. Somebody got Barbie last month.
Ooh.
Yeah. But yeah, there's some fun stuff, and you'll see a lot of his stuff on the walls when you go into. But there's some great prizes every month if you come every week, and also, you know, can't beat gift cards.
Not at all. Yeah. Perfect this time of year. So keep your eyes open, too, for special events, whether it's karaoke or more live music. Go to the website. You can check out the menus. Check out pricing details, too, at queencitycinemaclub.com. Josh, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Great to see you. We wish you continued success. We'll do what we can to spread the good word.
I appreciate it.